Welcome back, Rock Movers. This is season 6, and it is all about the boys. We've got some amazing guests, so if you're ready, let's start moving some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers. I am recording this on Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day. And what a better way to start a season for Armin than to start it with a little bit of love. And I have been delaying the launch of this new season because I wanted to get a recording done with my husband and have him be the first episode. And y'all, his schedule is insane. So we have not been able to get his recording done. So I'm just going to kick it off and I'm going to wrap up our season with my husband. So little teaser there, you'll get to meet him later in the season as we do the finale. So as we kick off the season, I just wanted to share that there are some changes going on in my life, some changes going on in our family's life, and great stuff, good stuff, hard stuff, all the things that life brings. But one of the things that I'm just continuously reminded of, and I want to reflect this back to you today, is that it's not about the life. It's not about what happens to us in the life. It's about how we choose to react and pivot and respond to what happens. So if you're hearing that and you're like, I don't know what that means, Karen. So it's not about a layoff. It's about how do you use that layoff to advance you to the next position. What is the attitude that you take? What is the, fix my camera here. What is the energy that you take into the next thing? Because we can allow circumstances and situations to stop us so it can become that boulder in the middle of our path. Or we can allow them to teach us, to inspire us, and to redirect us, because that's usually what's happening. Whatever's coming up, we have a response to it, and that response is telling us something about us. It's usually not about the other person, the other company. It's about us when it's coming up, right? So in season 7, gosh, I can't believe we're already in, no, 6, in season 6, as I'm recording these episodes, I've got several podcasts already recorded, and I just opened it up to the people that came into my life, and I have had some of the most amazing conversations and things that I needed to hear on the days that I need to hear it. Why was that? Because I was open to what came. I wasn't trying to force it to happen. I wasn't trying to make it happen. I was literally open to the people that came into my world in my past in order to feel safe, in order to control the narrative. I have tried to control the input. And when we try to control something out of fear, out of uncertainty, out of almost always it's fear, let's be honest. But when we try to control it, what usually happens is we block things that are meant for us. And the more that I'm learning this about my brain and how I react and respond to the triggers that pop up and traumas that are being triggered within me, the more I'm realizing that I have worked so hard to create this really safe boundary, this really safe ecosystem of my life, that I've blocked some of the things that were probably meant for me. So in this new journey, in this next evolution of me and our business and my podcast. I'm really just open to inspiration. I'm open to the people, places, and things that are meant for me. And I'm super excited about what could happen next. So in 2025, I've set a few intentions on things that I want to do, as far as I want to be more open. I want to be more loving. I want to be more supportive. I also want to be more authentic and truthful in who I am and what I believe. In the past, I've been very quiet as to not offend, but I have a very strong opinion about what's happening in our world, what's right, what's wrong, and not in judgment of people who disagree, but in a way that says what's happening to the children, to our food, to our health is not okay. And so you're probably going to see more of that in my future episodes. More people who are like-minded in that area, maybe a different perspective of it. But I love different perspectives. I love people coming in and saying something in a different way. And so you're going to also see that, because I've already started recording season 7, some shows for that. And you're going to hear some people who maybe we come to a similar point, but we come at it from different perspectives, different angles. And that truly is the beauty of this process. This truly is the beauty of this world, is that there is this common thread, yet there's a million different perspectives. For every person on the planet, there is a different lens and a different perspective and a different journey. And all are special, all are unique, all are blessed, and all are valid and valuable. And so if you hear my heart in that, you know, I want to be authentic to me, but maybe you have a different perspective of what I'm saying, I want you to know that I'm not saying your perspective is wrong. I'm merely sharing mine. So please hear that. And I believe that there are some common things that we can agree to, agree upon, right? That child trafficking is wrong. Sex trafficking is wrong. Fraud and corruption is wrong. Rape, murder is wrong. And so you're going to, in this season, hear some new perspectives, and I'm so excited to share those. And I think that we can all agree on things that are just common sense and human needs and desires, that we've all been carrying these rocks and we no longer have to carry them. So I want to introduce my season 6 of the Rock Movers, and this season is all about the men. I'm so excited. I hope you love it. Would love to hear your comments, and love to hear if there's someone you think should be on the show. Please make an introduction or share their name, and I would love to be open to getting them on the show and having their voice heard. So without further ado, here is season 6 of the Rock Movers. I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.